Well, what I'm saying is, we can say their intensity is reduced when we look at thoughts, when we look at our arising thoughts and feelings with a relaxed mind, which is a kind of samadhi, which is a basic condition of non-grasping or reduced grasping, and a condition of stillness or relative equanimity, a condition of relative acceptance and sati awareness. We can say that the intensity of the arising thoughts and feelings goes down. We can also say that the observer is no longer in the same intensity. You see, are you perceiving the object or are you perceiving the subject? You can say that the intensity of thoughts and feelings goes down. That's a common experience, of course. But from a non-dual or approaching a non-dual perspective, it seems to me that the perceiver has changed, and that the perceiver or the subject is always perceiving itself. So that the intensity of thoughts and feelings, which assumes that such intensity is a property of the object or the thoughts and feelings, is actually a mistaken perception or mistaken conception based on limited perception. What's really changed is that the subject is in less intensity or less disturbance, is in greater equanimity with radically reduced grasping and a brighter restless sati or light of basic awareness. As there's less grasping, which is called peace of mind or equanimity, the light of awareness is brighter than when there's grasping. And the grasping itself is restlessness. You see that there these the you know One can say that the whole activity of nama rupa, the whole realm of nama rupa, name and form, naming activity or perception of subject object, is itself a manifestation of restlessness. Not just ignorance, but basically restlessness. The light, the formless or infinite, essentially infinite, boundless light of awareness contracts and coalesces into perceptions of subject object with naming activity because it itself has become restless, or it itself is then vibrating in a way that it doesn't, in a way that's a distortion of its true nature. So you can say that stuff becomes less intense, but actually, it seems to me at a deeper level, the subject or the perceiver has changed. So that's just one point. Then you said shows us their emptiness. Yeah, you can say that one can perceive the relative insubstantiality of arising thoughts and feelings from a calm mind. Yeah, sure. That's a common view. But actually, we can say that the perceiver is coming to know its own emptiness, along with the experience of the insubstantiality of thoughts and feelings arising. Then you said similarly, which is really in contrast, contrary-wise, I think you mean, contrary-wise, if mind is rigid and not open, or if mind is grasping and not well dwelling in equanimity, or not dwelling in unconditional acceptance, non-grasping, not dwelling in freedom from naming activity, then our experience of what we're calling feelings, emotions, body sensations usually get tense. We experience them as tension because the mind has become tense. You see, when the mind is really in equanimity and non-grasping, there is no object. And then the whole thing of subject object falls away, actually. So then you say, so it seems like intention seems to play a role. So part one, what's intention? Where is it coming from? Well, intention, you know, is just another intention is ultimately will, you see. And the engine of soul evolution is will. And Ra said you cannot, you know, you cannot overestimate over you cannot overstress or something, overestimate the importance of will. One word sort of like that. intention is will, it is desire. What is will? It's ultimately the omnipotence of the infinite logo of the infinite creator. It's one of the primary qualities of infinity. These are primary qualities of infinity. Spirit, mind, body. Spirit, mind, body is a condensation or a contraction of the infinite, boundless triadic properties of infinity: will, sentience, and presence. So, will contracts to intention and desire, or coalesces, condenses down. Unfettered, boundless sentience contracts down to mind and consciousness, consciousness and mind and naming activity. And presence contracts down to ultimately the sevenfold, seven energy fields, octave self. Or, you know, in a lower level, it's ego or body, but that's the body level, the vehicular level, the level of vehicle for the, you know, the infinite creator's experience of will-based apparent transformation of sentience. So, omnipotence, will, goes down to, condenses, coalesces to intention and desire, and boundless sentience or intelligence condenses, you know, which is infinite awareness, condenses or coalesces down to consciousness, dualistic consciousness, and ultimately mind and samskara, you know, particularly perception, perception. Samskara fashionings and vijnana consciousness, and then boundless presence basically coalesces down to the seven the threefold octave self, mind body spirit complex, higher self, and the seventh dimensional totality complex as a manifestation as a contracted manifestation of omnipresence. Or of body, the body, or the anchor level, the level of solidity, or fixity for the working of will and sentience. Then, that's the answer to intention, and it's coming from infinite, the you know the highest aspect of. These triadic qualities of infinity or infinite creator being will. That's where intention comes from. Seems like it's powerful, strong effect on consciousness. Sure, it directs consciousness. It's the fuel that directs consciousness or contracted sentience. And then, how does it play a role in the mind and consciousness? Well, it determines it determine you know intention determines how mind will be used. And therefore, how consciousness will be directed. Intention and attention are also concepts. I mean, again, intention is a you know condensed, contracted version of infinite will. And intention and attention actually, that's a really profound question. Are intention and attention concepts? Well, attention and intention, actually, that's a very heavy question because will in actually will and sati, you know, what's the relationship between will, which is the basis of intention? Intention is basically a shaped is a shaping a personalized shaping of infinite will, intention or intentionality. Attention, like where you pay attention, or the direction of consciousness, or a direction of awareness, seems to me ultimately all is one. Okay, so they really are all one. But I think we can still work with a notion of triadic essential principles, or three essential principles of creation, which is really the triadism of creation itself. Just the same as Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, Mother, Son, or Father, Mother, Child, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whatever, the essential Trinity is how infinite potential moves into apparently limited kinetic. The kinesis of infinite potential is performed by those triadic principles of will, intention, and mind sentience, and then gives rise to the anchoring of light presence or form energy fields, and, you know, body matter energy as a manifestation of intelligent energy or light. We can say that attention and intention are distinct, and intention is associated with the first principle, will, and attention is associated with the second principle, love, which is actually, you could say desire, but it's actually the, it's, you can, one can think of it as a particular, it's the application of sentience to will gives rise to attention. Attention or consciousness or awareness, you know, personal awareness, personal consciousness, let's say, dualistic consciousness, or attentiveness or sati, mindfulness, being obviously, you know, aspects of attention or qualities of consciousness, awareness that may be directed here or there. They're directed by intention, directed by will. On the other hand, you can actually say that intention and attention are the same. And so this strength of the light of consciousness depends on the strength of accessed infinite will. And as one approaches the octave or goes into the octave and enters, becomes, you know, partakes of infinite will, one partakes of infinite attention or mindfulness or sentience also. And so, but in some level, you know, infinity is infinite intention, and the intelligent infinity or the intelligence of infinity is its attention or capacity for intention or sense or attention or sentience. So thank you everybody for being here. It was great challenge and training for me to answer questions, and also, yeah, excellent questions, all of them, about dreaming and about the three laws and, you know, intention, attention, you know, aspects of infinity and, you know, choice, path, free will, is it real, insubstantial, or what? Very heavy stuff, great questions, both of them, all of them. So thank you again. Please take good care of yourselves. See you next time, and good night.